Moncrief on News Talk.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to work on a farm? Well, now you can, thanks to a genius idea from Sinead Coffey from Hidden Hills, Waterville, which is now allowing people their chance to get stuck in. Sinead Coffey joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Sinead.
Hi, Mairead. How are you?
Very, very good. So you're the third generation on the farm. And some years ago, you could see that things needed to change slightly. So what was your idea?
Yeah, so I suppose in 2016, just when I was in the middle of my travel and tourism management course that I did in IT Tralee at the time, I got this idea that it might be a good idea to diversify our farm. So we're primarily a sheep farm. We have about 700 sheep. It's run by my parents, Tim and Kitty. But I thought it would be a good idea that we could maybe diversify our farm and potentially make a bit of extra income. And also, I'd like to be self-employed. So that was my idea of how I could be self-employed at the time.
Brilliant. So this, do you diversify? We hear this all the time around farming. What was your idea?
So my idea was to allow tourists to step into the shoes of a farmer, come and do a bit of sheep herding, sheep shearing. We do baby lamb feeding. We do alpaca feeding experiences. We do all sorts of different tours suited to whatever the group would like and whatever the group's needs are.
Okay, so, I mean, it sounds gorgeous, but also sounds like you're getting people to go on holidays and work on the farm.
Yeah. Well, there's not much work done. It's more crack than work. We have a lot of fun on our tours, and we love having people come out, and we're very proud, and we get a lot of enjoyment having even dubs come down, and they have fun on the farm. You know, it wouldn't be something they're used to, so we have a lot of people from cities.
Yeah, well, yeah, like myself, I'd say. So what aspect of farming do people seem to really enjoy?
People really enjoy the hands-on side of farming, you know, getting into the field, getting up close to the animals. You know, it's something different. A lot of tours can be quite curated, but our tours are very, very much hands-on and fun. So people love that. It's a bit of crack, like.
We're told time and time again, Sinead, you know, to get back into nature, to do that, get with animals, take your shoes off, walk in grass. We're, you know, a lot of people in Ireland are sitting at desks, sitting in cars, sitting in traffic, working from home, busy, 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 and don't do anything like this. And this seems to de-stress people, doesn't it, getting out into nature?
It does, absolutely. Like, it's very important to get out into nature. And a lot of people don't even realise, like, where their food comes from, where does the wool come from for the sweaters and for the socks and things, different products like that. People don't realise that lamb is primarily in Ireland for food, for meat. Mm-hmm. Most people think they're here for the wool. So, like, it's eye-opening, and it's also very, very, it's a fun, relaxing kind of thing to do. And get out into the countryside. We love having people out visiting.
Yeah, and where do people stay when they're there? Are they in the family home?
No. So we have an Airbnb house down here in Waterville. We renovated my grandparents' cottage a few years ago. So people can stay here on the farm with us. It sleeps up to 7 people, or else they can stay in the local area. We're just down here in Waterville, halfway on the Ring of Kerry, so there's lots of different accommodations available down here.
Okay, so it was talking to the guys in the office earlier on, I was saying this is something that nearly every TY student should do.
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's something that grounds you, and it's something that you know, it's an eye-opening experience for a lot of people as well. So,
and gets you away from the phone.
Yeah, very, very important to get away from the phone.
So this has worked out really well for your family. How did Tim and Kitty, your mum and dad, take it when you suggested it to them? Were they apprehensive, or were they gung-ho to go with you?
Oh, at the beginning, they were very apprehensive. Like, my father, he's been a sheep farmer all of his life. He's never dabbled in any other industry, I suppose. So he was very apprehensive at the beginning, and he absolutely loves it now. He enjoys having people coming out on the farm. He wears his Hidden Hills, Waterville uniform every single day. I don't know why. It's not enforced. So proud to be working on the farm and showing it off to people.
And that's just it. I suppose people would never have seen his beautiful farm if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's something different for him. I always joke that he's my apprentice tour guide and I'm his apprentice farmer. We work that way. We work very well as a team. He loves it.
Okay. And did you watch any of the series Clarkson's Farm on Prime? Did you watch any of that?
I did. We all actually watched it and it is hilarious.
It's so good. But I'm born and bred Dublin city girl and I watched it just thinking how hard farming is and also how hard it is to make a really good living from farming. There's all these big numbers, but then at the end of the season, there was not much left. And I mean, in ways of profit.
Yeah, it's tough to make money in farming, especially in sheep farming. Mm. It's very tough to make money and you're out 365 days of the year. You know, you're working in all sorts of weather. Where we are, we're up in the mountains, so we're chasing our sheep up the hills in rain and hail and everything. So it's tough work, and then the money you get back isn't super money. It's not the kind of money you'd be hoping for. So the farm diversification has worked out really well for us. It's allowed us to get some extra income. It's allowed me to work and stay in rural Ireland. And also, it offers tourists and locals alike an activity in the area, you know, especially for tourists. It's a reason for them to come to the area. Waterville is a very, very stunning part of the world. It's out on the southwest coast of Kerry. And our activity is just one of a few activities in the area that attracts people to come down here into rural South Kerry.
Yeah, the other thing I would have learned and listening to you here now, it's made me think of it, from Clarkson's Farm is despite all the hard work, despite the costs involved, the lack of profit involved on their farm, they all love doing what they do. And you can hear that coming from you. You seem to just love the farm, love what you do every day.
Oh, it's like an obsession. You know, it's something you start when you're a little child and it's something you're very, very proud of, and it's very enjoyable to see. For our sake, we're seeing the animals be born here, grow up, be healthy, sell them off. It's something that we're very proud of, and we love doing it. Absolutely love doing this kind of work.
Well, that's great, Sinead. How can people book in for this little working holiday?
Yeah, so people can get in touch. They can follow us on social media. Our social media name is Hidden Hills Waterville, or they can book the tours via Airbnb Experiences. Not many people know about Airbnb Experiences, but it's a site of Airbnb where you can book activities, tours, excursions, and you can book through that.
That's great. Thanks. That's Sinead Coffey from Hidden Hills Waterville.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.